This is Lewis Navalier. It is Thursday, March 19th, and I want to talk to you about credit markets and the coronavirus, but let me start first with the credit markets. So yesterday, folks, yields were rising when the market was going down, and that is not what you want to see. So we had Treasury notes and bonds rising. The really short-term stuff was going down yield, but the intermediate to long was going up. And that's why the central banks have to do quantitative easing. That's why they have to intervene. And so we've had a huge push by not only our Fed, but the European Central Bank. But yields were spiking in Italy yesterday dramatically, Australia today. You don't want to see any spike in yield because it makes it spooks everybody in the bond market. The other thing is, corporate yields are rising higher. There's worries about defaults, okay, especially in the oil patch with the oil hitting $20 a barrel. It's trying to bounce today, but it's there's just a lot of concern. So that was the big problem. Not so much the stock market, but the credit markets. Everybody's clearly trying to get liquid to pay bills and everything else. Okay, so that's kind of what was happening, okay? The other thing that's going on, just so you're aware of, is President Trump was unusually cheerful yesterday and very excited about his FDA announcement today. And I get most of my medical intel from Stanford. My son was a student there. It's a long story, but we know people there. But there's a couple of things that you should be aware of. First, and this is from a Stanford pediatrician, the best model for the United States of what might happen is South Korea, because their medical system is closest to ours. And you may know they contain the virus there very well, but they've since had a little relapse, okay? In other words, some more cases popped up. There was a Stanford medical advisor on Tucker Carlson last night that was talking about they took a malaria drug, tested it in France on 40 people, and everyone was cured. Why France is so important is people smoke more in Europe, and the more you smoke, the more vulnerable you are to the coronavirus, because your lungs are just not as healthy as they would be if you didn't smoke. So this advisor to Stanford basically said it's a cure. And he talked about Gilead. And Gilead, of course, is the big company that cured hepatitis. And they were the first company to be able to cure a virus, okay? And so they're all behind this. And you may know their stock's been relatively strong. So we'll see what happens here, but looks like there is going to be a cure, okay? The biggest problem is the virus likes mild weather, and at least on the East Coast, we have ideal spring weather. I just had a drive from New York to Florida to move my daughter, and literally everywhere the weather was perfect, okay? And no humidity, great temperatures, and heat and humidity kill the virus. So as they shut down, you know, cities and towns, and obviously we're now shutting down the auto plants. I think Tesla's going to shut down 75% capacity in Fremont, but to all the UAW plants in Canada, U.S., and Mexico are being shut down. I'm not sure about the South, which is more non-union. But as everybody shuts down, you know, the question is, when can we restart, okay? And I think you're going to see the markets restart and get excited as whether the restart's in April or when it is, because you know it's the uncertainty that hurts the markets. But it looks like there is a cure for the virus. Obviously, there's multiple tests going on, but the malaria drug is the most promising right now. Of course, the FDA has to do more tests, but hopefully they'll accelerate it. The drug is also cheap. It's been around for a long time, so that means there's be generic versions of it. So it looks like there is going to be a cure for the virus. It looks like heat and humidity kill it. And President Trump was all excited about his FDA briefing today. So we see hope. Now, in the meantime, we've had a capitulation selling. The credit markets are more functional today. The Fed has stepped in and basically said they'll back every money market fund out there, which is good. You know, back in 2008, money funds fell below $1 a share. And 2008 is totally different than now. 2008 was credit default swaps and leveraged debt breaking all kinds of instruments, structured investment vehicles, leveraged muni products, things like that. We don't have that right now. We don't have anything like that. Okay, this is just a rush to liquidity. So all we got to do is see the light at the end of the tunnel. And the light at the end of the tunnel is that they're going to have a cure. The weather's going to help stop the spread of the virus as it gets hot and humid. And so that's good news. So so the bargain hunting time is going to be very soon. I'm still want to see the dividend stocks bounce. Give me confirmation. I don't think a lot of people are obsessed with earnings right now. But I do think there's going to be a huge buying window in early April. I'm waiting for that window. But right now I can tell you that we can see the light at the end of the tunnel because the central bank actions are helping stem the credit crisis. Obviously the FDA and Gilead Sciences and the medical community are all on top of trying to kill the virus. And in the United States, we just don't have the spread of it because of all the action we've taken. And we may not have the infection rate because in America, we don't smoke as much as Europeans smoke. Again, if you smoke, your lungs are more vulnerable. So so we'll see what happens. Korea got through this. We're going to get through it. And it's going to be time to cheer up sooner than later. So that's it. It's Louis Navler. That's my message for you folks. Hang in there. I know it's been very, very painful. But if you do like to sell, I would rather you sell into strength on a bounce. I don't like you to sell on down days. Good stocks do bounce, and we have a lot of stocks bouncing today. One other thing, I did see the first dividend cut. It was Darden Restaurants. We used to recommend that stock. We've sold it, of course. But they did beat on earnings, but they suspended their dividends. So more companies are going to start to suspend dividends. A lot of people worried about Boeing, for example, because they exhausted their credit line, and that's why the stock was hit so hard yesterday. So we'll see. But just for disclosure reasons, in our management, we don't own Darden Restaurants, we don't own Boeing, and we don't own Gilead right now. But we are very comfortable and confident that we can see the light at the end of the tunnel, and we just need to have more good news and less bad news. And So there's hope there, folks. So that's it. It's Louis Navler. Let's hope the authorities tell us when we can leave our homes and also reconfirm that there is a cure for the virus. And then we can go on about our way and get back to normal as soon as possible. So that's it. Take care, everybody. Hang in there. And I'll keep updating these podcasts during fast market conditions. Take care.